Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on your TV at home. We had a discussion and we feel that it's far too easy to watch films nowadays. There's just way too many options. So we're telling you what you can catch this week on terrestrial TV. Last week, Ben picked for us The Graduate. Big film. Big film.
Big film.
What and when are we going for this week, Ben?
We're going film four.
Film four. Mm.
Saturday the 25th of September. So I'm keeping up the weekend now. A little cuddle-up film. 9 p.m. to 11.
Perfect time.
Perfect. 11:25. There we go. Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 11:25. The Shape of Water.
I haven't seen this.
I started watching this and didn't finish.
Why?
Because it's a bit weird.
Yeah, he falls in love with a fish, doesn't he? Or a creature that doesn't exist.
No, she's a cleaner at a top secret
science-y thing.
She lives above a cinema. I think it's a beautiful film. I think you'd really like it, Jack.
Right.
I think you both would.
Won the Oscar, didn't it?
It did win the Oscar.
Yeah, I think it did.
Or it was definitely nominated. Either won or nominated.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think she won it. Sally Hawkins, Guillermo del Toro directed it.
And it's Michael... Is it Michael Shannon?
Yeah, he's fantastic in it.
He's a brilliant actor.
It is a bit strange, but it also, I think that's really the way he directs, and it is beautiful.
I think it's probably a very good film to watch on a Saturday as I sit down. I think I've gone to watch it, like, I think, vaguely, I might have gone to watch it on my laptop once. And I think it's probably a perfect Saturday night film to watch with someone and switch off to.
So there we go. That's my ET recommendation this week.
Very good.
So the other thing we do in this episode is we find out where in the world you're listening to Sofa Cinema Club. Now, this feature has kind of opened a whole new conversation because it started off just as a little bit of a laugh, finding out what obscure places people listen to Sofa Cinema Club. But now also we hear from you and we hear from where you're at. So Ben goes through all of the messages, all of the stats to find out where people are listening. And where are we this week, Ben?
Well, it's been a big week. Sometimes, you know, I'm looking at the stats, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to pull something out here. I'm going to hit you straight away with one. I don't think we've had this. Portugal.
Yeah.
The Algarve. How many people in the Algarve?
Green list country.
What do you reckon? Portugal. Just floating it out there.
I'm going to go big. I'm going to go 27.
Ooh, confident.
11.
Ooh. 44.
Wow.
Let's go. Wow. And that's not a holiday. Schools are back.
Where's that come from?
It is green list. But that's big.
Don't try and shit on it, Colson. Right, every week you do that. Ooh, I bet they're on holiday.
I bet
it's green
just
list.
Fucking Brits abroad.
44 is not bad.
Take it.
I'm going to hit you with another one now. Russia.
Not green list.
No one's going over there.
Russia, what do we reckon?
4.
6 for Russia.
1. But it's popped up. It's popped up.
Maybe that guy from Georgia's popped over to Russia.
He might have, you know, he might have gone on a drive and just popped it on. And you get a listen in each place.
He's probably done it just for us. Probably just crossed the border.
I bet he's having a right laugh. I bet he's like, do you know what? I'm doing a drive around Russia. I'm going to listen to it all the way round. Okay, here we go. Finland. Take your time. You've got as long as it takes for the clock to go round. Finland. Who's listening in Finland?
Not many. I'm going 3.
You're going, ooh. I'll go 9.
Ooh. 21.
Wow. Get on that.
It's taken off. It's like that thing, what's it called? The Secret.
Yeah.
If you dream it, they will come. I'm willing people around the world to listen to it. Even if they don't get it and understand it, they're thinking, I'm going to put it, I don't know why, I dreamt about this podcast.
So we ask people to get in touch with us, don't they, if they're in any of the obscure countries that we mention. And some people have got in touch with us on the Instagram DMs. And to match my theory, we've had a message from Sophie Moore, who says, make sure you check out your Spanish listeners at the end of this week. I'm away and I'm currently binge listening whilst chilling. So I'm telling you next week, Jack, when Spain comes up, we've got to remember this. If she's binging, that could be a good 8. That could be a good eight.
There are some few people in Spain. Let's see what she can pull to the table. I'm interested.
See if she can raise our figures.
She could listen to all 80 odd.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would go. Yeah, it would go really high.
How was the holiday? It's great. 80 hours by the pool. I've got an amazing tan.
No, it is great, and we do love hearing from you. And speaking of hearing from you, Ben, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so the review section actually is doing very well, because we have the podcast thingy reviews, but we also get this other thing, this new thing called Instagram with DMs, which I'm new to. Fantastic. Will Wrighton 03. Good afternoon, lads. Firstly, got to mention the fact that Colson's Cricket Club, down Cas, is a place me and my brother go by often since we live nearby.
I hope they keep off the pitch. I have loads of trouble with vandals.
We love the podcast and always look forward to hearing the stories you have, and what a shit rating Batten and Jack give Colson's film choice. Laughy face, crying emoji. The animal encounters are always ridiculously funny, and Jack's hidden gems are great. He's recommended some amazing documentaries. Look forward to seeing you when you can take this podcast even further, lads. Ah. There we go. Ben is brilliant. Colson, what happened to the mugs?
There's quite a few messages about the mugs.
The mugs are on you as well.
The mugs is on me slightly, but it's a team effort, and yes, we are a team, so we take things as a team. And at the next at the next Sofa Cinema Club board meeting, it's going to be brought up. But you know, keep getting in touch with the mugs. Keep making plenty of noise about it.
So next one, this is interesting because this pulls in the fourth member of the Sofa Cinema Club, Henry, our producer. Favourite go-to comfort podcast? It's 5 stars. Great. I love listening to the banter and friendly chiding between Jack, Colson and Ben while they dissect a film. I appreciate there is a range from light-hearted movies, / Colson's pick, to more acclaimed films, i.e. Ben and Jack's pick. I usually tune in while I'm cooking and puttering around the home. Is it? I thought it was always
golf
puttering.
Course.
Yeah, but she's putting around a home, which I love. I'm always a bit of carpet golf. I could honestly listen to the boys talk about anything, because they're a real joy to listen to and make me laugh out loud, even when I'm alone. Just wondering, can you do something about the 3 separate audio levels? Often one person is quite low volume, Jack and Ben, while the other is very loud, Colson. Anyway, fabulous podcast, fabulous cast. Love hearing the real life and curry tidbits. The film facts are always interesting to learn too. Love when brilliant Ben gets deep and uses the film as a teaching moment, Colson. Jack's hidden gems are excellent and a great way to share more diverse films and docs for the hardcore cinephiles. P.S. Did Colson ever rewatch Kramer versus Kramer? Curious if his taste has changed.
I'm curious about that. You give it a sloppy 6, and I can't believe you went 6.
I could not motivate myself to watch that film as well. Pwah. Don't know. Maybe we'll try it one day. So that basically, that review was, well done us and do better, Henry.
Or maybe a bit of a pie, I can see. Or maybe we're too far away from the mic and you're too close. Nice review.
You know how we do get the nice ones on the DMs? I've just gone through one and I will name them. We've got Steph Henney, who sent us a message that says, piss poor.
Oh, just that? Piss poor?
Just piss poor, yep.
I like that.
I like it.
I like it. I like it. What do you think? Piss poor.
Oh, no. Hang on. I've just read the message above. So, her message above is, the Jack's Hidden Gem jingle is getting better and better on the 26th of August. Oh, go on. Please sing it for me on Thursday last week.
Oh.
So this is in relation to the Jack's Hidden Gem jingle. So apparently last week's jingle was piss poor.
Yeah, we didn't. I think we missed it, didn't we?
We did miss a week.
We've been doing it ever since.
But I would have loved it if that had been the review.
The review, yeah.
Piss poor one star.
Please leave a review. Shit. Just that. Just very simple. Shit. 5 stars. Smiley shit emoji.
The other thing we do in Extraterrestrial is we give you guys at home a chance to go to the cinema and enjoy a film on us. Now, we've had quite a lot of previous winners, and we've got two winners this week, haven't we, Ben?
How does that work, by the way? Can you tell me? How do two people win?
We didn't do it last week, Jack. I don't know if you know.
We didn't. I forgot to do
it. We completely forgot.
Oh, right.
So we've built it up like we're giving more away than we are, but we're not. It's just one a week.
Me and Ben were in the kitchen, and we went, we didn't do it, did we?
To be fair, it's my fault, that.
Who are they, Ben? Who are the lucky people?
First one, Bella Wiles.
Woo!
View Hull.
View Oof, Hull.
Big Oof. Night.
Have you been to Hull?
Watch
yeah,
out.
I've been. I haven't been to the view in Hull.
I've been to the deep. Have you? You must have been to the deep, Jack.
I think I've been to the deep.
What's the deep?
The, like, a aquarium in Hull.
Yeah.
That's like the big tourist attraction in Hull.
Is it?
Yeah.
That and the Humber Bridge.
Sorry,
is
Bella.
Is it just a massive hole? The deep, and they've got fish in it?
It's on the edge. It overlooks the sea.
Oh, mint.
Yeah, I haven't been for years. So
well, go there, go view hole, and pop off to the deep on your way back. Second winner, Sam Tobias, and he's view Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah, bit of a home fixture for you two there.
It is,
there we
yeah.
go.
I'm more of a Cineworld White Rose guy, I have to say. That's where I won't be. Only because the light where the view is, it's like £8 to park your car.
Yeah,
and the cinema's already expensive enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, as I mentioned, we've got plenty of previous winners. And we have shouted out for some of the previous winners to get in touch and let us know what they went to watch, what they saw, what snacks they had. And here is model student Lucy Hodges telling us how her trip to the cinema went.
Hi Sofa Cinema Club, it's Lucy. Thank you so much for the cinema tickets. Me and my friend Sarah went to go see Free Guy the other day with our Tango Ice Blasts in the cinema, because what else? Free Guy was a brilliant film. It's about a bank teller who discovers he's actually a background player in an open world video game, and it's all about him developing as artificial intelligence and trying to become something outside of what he's already written to be. Yeah, I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10. The podcast is great, guys. Thank you for keeping us entertained. And yeah, Colson is best.
Get in! Come
oh,
on!
Right. She was doing bloody... She had 59 seconds of brilliance, and at the end she tripped up.
She's got 9.5 for that
Do you know
film.
What? I want to watch this film, because producer Henry has said that he's been out to watch it and liked it. And now I'm tempted. It sounds good.
Is this the Ryan Reynolds film?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be... a bit like a Ready Player One, that Steven Spielberg film. It's supposed to be a little bit like that, apparently. I haven't seen it, but like Lucy, I have heard really good reviews about it.
I think she did very well, Lucy. She didn't run out of steam. She got the Tango Ice Blast in. We found out what
flavour It's got to be, you've got to mix them, haven't you, with the ice
blasts. You did that, and it came out in that kind of really bright, sludgy colour.
Maybe the three of us should go for a little night out to the cinema. But we'll treat ourselves. Maybe next week we win the competition.
Yeah.
We'll go and watch Free Guy. We'll have an ice blast.
Jack, Coulson and Ben, view Salford.
If you want a chance of winning a trip to the cinema on us, make sure you check out our Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club, where we'll be running that competition. And if you want to get in touch with us to feature on next week's episode, make sure you leave us a review on the iTunes store or get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at the same tag at Sofa Cinema Club. We will see you back on Thursday, where we're watching the winner of the audience pick, Heat. See you then. Good night. God bless.
Good night. Bye bye.
Good night.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.